When the thermometer soars past 90 degrees, the idea of a hot meal sounds a lot less alluring than a bowl of cool fruit salad. They say that spicy food can actually cool you down, and if you're sweating before you even pick up a fork, perhaps you're willing to try anything. On today's edition of Central Standard Friday, we'll beat the summer heat by taking a culinary tour into Coolsville. Icy salads, chilled soups, glacial goodies, Siberian sandwiches, and frozen desserts. A bowl of gazpacho may not be as hearty as a plate of steaming pasta, but when you've reached your boiling point, it goes down a whole lot easier. We'll defrost a lot of tempting summer dining suggestions this hour when the food critics think outside the icebox and chill out deliciously. And welcome to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Ferruzza with The Pitch and a fabulous panel of food writers here with me today. You know, of course, today when we're going to be talking about hot weather and cold foods, nature, Mother Nature, has provided us with a sort of respite from it. Respite, I guess it would be. I'm grateful for the rain and the cooler temperature, but it is sort of playing havoc with our theme.
Well, but it'll be perfect from Monday on.
Yeah. Oh, it's okay.
It'll be back.
Yes,
so,
yeah. The one good thing about August in Kansas City is it's always unbearable.
Yep.
We are going to be talking in the second half of Central Standard Friday about where you could go. And the reason we came up with this idea is I'm one of those people that the hotter it gets, the less hungry I am,
Which
you would think I'd be losing some weight, but I haven't. But we're going to talk about where you can get good cold dishes for a hot summer evening. And that could be a salad. It could be chilled noodles. It could be gazpacho. We're going to run the whole gamut. And we, of course, want your interaction with us here. First, I'm going to let all of our food critics introduce themselves, starting with this lovely lady right here.
Gloria Gale, 435.
That's the magazine and not the highway, right?
Yeah. Okay. Right. You'll find me on the side of the road.
And Christine.
I am Chris Basica, and I'm writing for the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
All right.
And I'm Emily Ferris with FeedMeKC.com and the Feed Me KC podcast.
What's going on in that podcast these days?
Well, you know, as of this week, I'm doing Feed Me KC full time, so not a lot has been happening, but we're going to come back with at least monthly podcasts very, very soon.
Now, you also have a blog called Pennies and Pyrex.
Or... Pyrex and Pennies.
Okay.
Very similar. Pyrexandpennies.com.
And does that ever venture into the food realm?
It does, and it's kind of difficult for me because Pyrexandpennies.com is my attempt to have this year of extreme frugality. And
you and frugality, those words do not go hand
it's
in
a
hand.
Real challenge, which is why the blog is kind of fun. But I said in the about page that, you know, part of my job is that I have to eat out for, and it's for this show. And so that's my excuse. Like, that's where I go and spend money. And that's most of my disposable income goes to food anyway. So,
all right. And that was Emily Ferris. We are going to be talking in the second half of Central Standard Friday about cold, chilled, icy, wonderful foods for a hot evening. But we always start the program talking about places that are new and exciting, and that's why we encourage you to call in and share your new and exciting places. I learn a lot of things myself from our callers. The telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. Or you can send us an email. We're happy to get your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org. And then we have that tweet address.
That tweet thing is at KCURCST.
And our producer, Ross Steinmetz, asked me, did you mention Gloria Gale? I never have a breath where I don't mention Gloria Gale. Gloria Gale from 435.
Yeah.
The magazine, not the highway.
The magazine, not
right.
The highway. Yes. Gloria, what new places have you been?
Well, I popped into Potbelly, which is a sandwich shop.
Well, that's a chain, right?
And it is a chain, and they have lots and lots of locations all over the country. But
I
wanted to see
Kansas City?
The one in Kansas City is right on. Help me out here, folks. I don't know the. Oh, here, 4725 Broadway.
4725
Broadway. It's right in the heart of the plaza.
It's a vertical street.
Yeah, and it's. It's got sandwiches, salads,
is this
desserts,
the sandwich
and
place where you like get a bag and you check what you want in the bag, or is that?
No, nope. You go through the line though, and okay.
There's
you know,
no
they
bag
don't,
involved.
No, I don't think so. And they come in order. You don't come. They don't come in order. For you know, there's no waitress, so you do it. And it's a fast, you know, sandwich shop. I had the chicken salad sandwich. It was good. It was very good. And they gave me a free cookie, which I was always thrilled to have.
Now, you know, speaking of hot summer food, chicken salad's a good hot weather dish.
Yeah.
What did their chicken salad have anything in it that kind of made it?
Well, you can do your own sides. I mean, you can do your own condiments. So I put on what I thought was the least healthy.
And then, like what?
No, it was actually quite good. It had provolone and lettuce and tomato.
Salad?
The
really?
Chicken salad. Yeah, it was good, though. It was, yeah, it was okay. Delicious. And then they have two different kinds of sandwich breads. A whole grain or regular. It's multigrain.
Like white?
Yeah. Well, I'm trying to be polite. And they, you know, it's fast and it looks cute and they'll do probably pretty well there.
Okay. Is it me or are we getting in Kansas City I don't want to use the word glut. That may be overstating it. But a lot of sandwich shops. I know there's the Pickleman's. Mm-hmm. I've been to that one. And there's that new wrap place in Westport.
Don't you think all of those foods, though, sandwiches, paninis, all of that, you know, they're easy, they're filling,
they're
relatively cheap.
Yeah.
You know, that place is in the Chicago airport, and the Southwest airport, Potbelly. And it is the most crowded restaurant always in the.
And that's interesting. Yeah. Well, it's fast.
It's pretty good.
Yeah, it's not bad. And then I also went to Westside Local, which is fabulous. And
that is on like 17th
that's
and Summit.
That's on 1663 Summit.
Okay.
And you can eat inside or you can eat outside. And
they have
it
that little
filled
beer
right
garden.
Up. Yeah,
area.
They have a cute little beer garden, which is perfect for the topic that we're going to be talking about for cold things. But their pint of fries, Where Are You, Mary Block? I mean, for $6, you get this. Funnel of fries that's absolutely delicious.
And
lots
good
of parsley
fries.
And parmesan. Yeah, and it was packed, which is a good thing, you know? And then I also went to Arena's Gourmet Bakery at 11902.
According to the story I read, wherever I read it, she had a bakery somewhere else. It closed. She has reopened in a different location. Uh-huh. Is that the story?
I think so. And she was right there, and the place is immaculate. And the pastries look delicious. I had a muffin, a raspberry and blueberry muffin. It was great. It was wonderful. And she's going to be serving bread. She's going to make her own bread. So that's coming. And that's at 11902 West 119th Street, which is the corner of Quivira. And 119th.
Does that shopping center have a name?
I don't know.
Okay.
I really don't know that name. But it's the only shopping center on that northwest corner.
All right. Christine, where have you been?
I'm going to go in order of price.
Okay.
Okay. Mm. So first, we had a caller the last time I was on that talked about dips and sips in Mission, which is at 5735 Johnson Drive. And you'd be very proud of me. I went straight from here to Dips and Sips.
Dips
and Sips. And although it sounds, this is an ice cream and fresh baked goods place.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And coffee. They have coffee in the morning. And it's on the south side of the street, there between Lamar and
would you tell me the address of that again?
5735 Johnson Drive.
Okay.
And this is run by a wonderful couple who Carla's husband decided to retire, and he was gonna. This was his dream, and she's running the shop, and she's there 60 hours a week.
Wow.
But she bakes everything herself.
Now, I'm sort of familiar with Johnson Drive. Where would Dips and Sips be?
You know where Lulu's. This is directly kind of across from Verner's.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
On the main drag.
Yeah, on the main drag. On the main drag. And it's a not huge place, but it's got several tables in there. It's a very, very clean place. The food is very good.
What do they qualify as sips? Would that be soda? I mean,
they have coffee.
Uh-huh.
And they have, I don't know. They have blizzardy, blizzard kinds of things, and they make a whole
ice cream drinks.
Yeah, mm-hmm. and then coffee drinks as well. So it's been a huge success for people who live around Mission, and it's worth even a little bit of a jaunt.
What was the most delicious thing you had while you were there?
Well, I had a chocolate velvet cupcake, which I recently made for 4th of July, and these were much better. And what I liked about the cupcakes, and I'm not a huge fan of cupcakes normally because there's not enough frosting.
Usually too much.
Well, see, it's unevenly distributed. She had frosting in the middle and frosting on top. So that was very good. So anyway, but it's very, very good, and it's Bluebell ice cream. That's the good one, right? Bluebell ice cream.
They're all good.
Oh, yes. Excuse me. They're all good. Second place. I went to the Beer Station, B-I-E-R Station.
Oh, is that on Gregory?
It is on Gregory, and I'm hoping Emily can tell me exactly where. It's It's east of Oak.
It's where that Carly's Diner and Snack Shop, and Carly Sue's.
120 East Gregory Boulevard. Yeah.
Thank you. And so that's east of Oak. And this place is a beer place, but they have grilled gourmet cheese sandwiches, and they have two of them.
Mm. Oh, all of two, huh?
Two.
Okay.
And so my friend and I each got one, and they were great. They were very, very good.
What makes them?
Well, the tomato sandwich was melted Gruyere and tomato, and the bread was kind of spicy, and they serve both of these with a separate little sauce that you can put on them, two different sauces. I had the green apple smothered with sharp cheddar, and that had with a kind of a honey mustard. It was just good.
Now,
you know?
I understand they have big refrigerator cases where you can go and pick out your beer.
Yes, you can.
It's bottled beer, right?
It's bottled beer, but they also have a bunch on tap, and they have all kinds. And honestly, for a beer drinker, I think this might be a small slice of heaven. People were incredibly nice in there. Jane and I were trying to up the average age, which I think we did by substantially. But, you know, they also have farm-to-market pretzels, and they have a cheese and charcuterie board. And so it was really good.
And, was it crowded?
It was pretty crowded. We were on our way to Starlight, and, you know, we got in. You put your order in at the bar. They bring it to you. It's nice. It's fun. It's
What's
very casual.
What's the average price?
Oh, my gosh, it's cheap. The sandwiches are $6.50, and the charcuterie is pick any three for $11, and the beers, they even do have some wines, but mostly beers, and lots of good beers.
And that's the Beer Kitchen
The
Waldo?
Beer Station.
Okay.
I learned something cool about the Beer Station recently, too, is that they do something called tap takeovers. Yeah. And so other breweries around the country will come in and take over their whole line of taps for one night. And so, say, a beer like Schlafly or another beer from another region, and you can go and try all the beers from a brewery that you might not be able to get in Kansas City.
Oh, that's cool. Right. Great place for beer drinkers. And finally, Novel. Which is at 815 West 17th. Lil's used to be, dogs and all. And
do they still let dogs on the patio?
I saw nary a one, for which I was very happy. But that's me. This is wonderful food. This is extremely good food. I was very impressed. We had a flat-out beautiful waitress, which sort of added to my husband's enjoyment, I feel sure. But the food was wonderful.
I understand from people who have been that it's a little pricey.
It is not inexpensive. You know, the country rib chop, which is about the size of my rib cage, is $23. The most expensive item, main course on the item, is $23.
Which is what?
Which is the diver scallop, the rib chop, the you know, you can get gnocchi for $19 if you want a vegetarian meal, a little bit lighter. But nice cocktails, nice wines, good desserts.
When it was Lil's, it had a very, very tiny dining room. Is it still a small dining room?
It is a small dining room, but they have, as Lil's had the back open, they have the front open. And so there were several tables there. So
you mean on the front patio?
On the front patio. Okay. Yeah, so it's kind of nice to come up and, you know, if the temperature hadn't been 105, I would have really
enjoyed sitting outside.
Yeah, but no, but it was, you know, it's fine inside. It is small, and we were there at 8 or 9 o'clock. So the
and that's
crowd
Ryan
was already
Brazil's restaurant.
Yeah, and that's called Novel, and it's at 815 West 17th, which is around the corner from Bluebird Cafe.
And Little Freshy. And
all of those,
We are talking about food with the Food Critics Panel here on Central Standard Friday. If you would like to join the conversation, the telephone number is 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. We want to hear about the new places you have been to or would like to go to. The email address, we are taking your emails at centralstandard@kcur.org. And we also have a Twitter address, and it is
at KCURCST.
And there we go. There's so many ways to get a hold of us at Facebook
That's
as well.
That's right.
Yeah. Emily, where have you been? Are you done? Christine, you done?
Yeah, I am. Thanks.
So I spent most of the last few weeks traveling and moving. So I went to Chicago recently and flew Southwest, which meant I was in the same terminal as a place called Pork and Pickle at KCI Airport.
And it's a new addition to KCI, I understand.
Yeah, it's a new restaurant in KCI, and you have to be in the Southwest gates to get to it, and it's upstairs. So you could take stairs or an elevator, and I think you can enter from kind of two sets of gates. You know how the gates are a chunk of gates, which I love. So you have to be flying Southwest to get to this restaurant. But the Southwest tickets are so cheap. If you really want to try it, it would almost be worth it. So it's called Pork and Pickle, and it's a very hip kind of has the feel of like an urban table kind of place with natural wood and lots of jars of pickles. And I saw a brand of pickles from Brooklyn that I know.
Cool.
Sitting on a shelf, and they had all different kinds of pickles.
I'm assuming this is a
chain? I can't really tell. Is it? Do you know?
I don't know. But
it's part of the – I would be surprised if it weren't at other airports. But I haven't seen it elsewhere.
What would one get as a sandwich at Pork and Pickle?
Well, we got the smoked chicken sandwich. We didn't get pork, but they have ribs. They had pulled pork. And the chicken sandwich was $10, and it was great. And it was big and shareable. And we got their gastro Cobb salad, which was also really great and shareable. And if we weren't off on a food adventure, we probably would have gotten ribs and something more porky. But the prices were really reasonable. It's definitely the best airport food I've ever had in any airport ever.
Really?
Yep. And they have a great beer list, which according to my husband, who's a huge beer nerd, he said, not even for an airport good, but like really good beer list. And they had Tallgrass, which is from Manhattan. They had Boulevard from Kansas City. They had, I believe they had Schlafly, but they had stuff from all different regions.
Pork and Pickle.
Pork and Pickle. The address, which doesn't mean anything to me because it's at the airport, is 31-33 Rome Circle. or you could say at the Southwest gates.
Is that Terminal
KCI.
B then?
I think so. Terminal B is Southwest. It's river. That's all I fly anymore. So.
Yeah, we have rarely talked about airport restaurants on this show.
And there's
normally
nice to
a have
good
a,
reason.
They're
exactly.
not. They are not great. But I was really excited when this place went in because it looked like the kind of place that I would like to try. And I was not disappointed. It was really, really great airport food. So if you're flying Southwest and you have some time, I encourage you to check it out. And you could do small plates and appetizers or drinks or sandwiches.
Do they wait on you or is it a line?
They wait on you and they have a smoker in there.
No.
They have a huge smoker in there in the kitchen. You can smell it. You can see it. Like it is. This place seems pretty legit.
Hmm. They wait on you at the
They
airport?
Wait on you. You sit down. They bring you water in glass mason jars.
Wow.
Wow. I mean,
yeah.
That's practically upscale.
I know. Yeah. I was super impressed. I will be going back. From now on, I'm actually going to be on time or early for my flights.
Now, will they pack one of those sandwiches to go?
Yeah.
I'm sure they will. I didn't ask because strange occasion I had time, but I'm sure that they do that. And they were super, super nice, and it was totally reasonable. I mean, with tip, we had a sandwich and a salad, and it was $29 for air. I feel like you get a really bad salad and sandwich for that in most airport places.
Mm-hmm. I certainly have.
Yeah.
I finally made it to a place where I think several of you have already been in Prairie Village, Standee's, the entertaining eatery. I did not stay for a movie, although I did go into one or two of the auditoriums. The chairs look very comfortable.
They are.
It's a very pretty, pretty restaurant. And I think it has a lot of potential. I was not overwhelmed by all of the food I tasted there. But when it's good, it's very good. And when it's not so good, it's, it needs some work. But I do think it has a lot of potential. And, you know, everyone talks about that little Boston cream pie cake.
Yes.
And that was really, really pretty good. Mm-hmm. In fact, I would have been happy to eat that inside a movie theater at any time.
Yeah.
So I've also been to Conrad's Restaurant and Ale House, and that is north of the river. It's so north of the river, I can't even remember where it is exactly. Mm-hmm. But It's sort of a, I think, a template for a possible local chain. Hmm. And when it's good, it's another one where when it's good, it's really, really good. And when it's not so good, it's not so good. But the burgers are great. It's, you know, it is a classic, I think, new wave Kansas City sort of restaurant where they have a few good entrees. They have a bacon wrapped pork chop that I thought was really, really good. They had a very inexpensive top sirloin steak that was actually really, really good. Huh. It was served with a single crab cake that was the single worst crab cake I've ever had in my entire life.
The meat was...
Well, you could have a topper of some kind on your steak. The steak was delicious. It was an inexpensive steak. But you can get, for an additional, you know, few bucks, a single crab cake on top of it. And where did this newfound love of black pepper come from? I mean, I'm all for people salting and peppering their food mm-hmm. to however they like it. This crab cake had so much black pepper in it that it was, you know.
Inedible.
Yeah, to put it mildly, inedible. And maybe that was a good thing for somebody who should be watching his weight like me. Maybe I should be asking for all of my food to be heavily peppered so I won't eat it. But it was a big disappointment. They do have, I will say, a homemade carrot cake that was really, really good. Mm-hmm. So, and I'm not a big carrot cake.
So you had your vegetables that night, too. That's good.
Yeah. Well, the real vegetable I had that night was their macaroni and cheese.
Okay,
it's
good.
My favorite vegetarian dish. And it was very good. And that's Conrad's, and it is...
I have the address for you, Charles. It's 210 State Highway 291. So 210.
Yeah, you take 291 to... It's, I guess, in Lee's Summit.
Liberty.
I knew it started with an L.
Yes.
Liberty, yes. Liberty is nowhere near Lee's Summit, actually.
Yeah. No. And I have two more places I want to mention really quickly. One place, it's not super new, but I don't know why I don't go there more often. I went to Grenauer, which I love. It's in the Freight House.
Too.
It's at 101 West 22nd Street. And we went late on a first Friday and had their fried mushrooms, which are amazing. The ribeye with crispy onions and mashed potatoes. Mm. And I had a goulash, and I'll try to pronounce it, Zwiebelrostbraten. But it's...
sounds
that
good.
Was good.
It's a strip loin, and it had crispy fried onions, and it was so, so good. Love that place. And then I also tried the Big Biscuit in Prairie Village.
I did, too. I liked it.
I did,
really?
Too.
Yeah.
I really liked it. It was there are a few locations around the city. I guess it started in Independence or Blue Springs, so it's a local chain. The one I went to was at 5400 West 95th in Prairie Village.
It used to be a not-so-good Chinese buffet.
Okay. Right. We went on a Sunday. We rolled out of bed. Everybody else was there after church, and they were super nice and sat us at the counter, and we tried the banana walnut pancake and the biscuits and gravy and French toast, and the staff was so super nice. I feel like this is such a great alternative to places like First Watch. I liked it better. Something else that
they have a more elaborate menu, I think, than
they
First
do
Watch.
They do, and it's very, I mean, if you want your carbs, you go to the Big Biscuit.
Yeah.
But when I left, they said, do you want your coffee to go? And I handed him my cup, and he said, we'll give you a fresh one to go.
How nice.
Yes.
We are going to take a short break, but when we return, we'll talk about the tastiest cold meals in Kansas City. That doesn't necessarily have to mean ice cream. It could be salads or cold noodles. But when Central Standard returns, we'll talk about cold dining.
Up to Date is next, and today comedian Jim Gaffigan talks about the humor of fatherhood, partnering with his wife on kids and writing and the blessings and curses of Hot Pockets. Up to Date at 11 o'clock on KCUR. On the next Science Friday, a conversation about birding, how science solved one of the mysteries of J.K. Rowling's latest novel. And Phil Mickelson, winner of the British Open, weighs in on some scientific theories about what pro golfers think about before a swing. Science Friday at 2 o'clock. Funding for KCUR comes from Peter's Clothiers, celebrating summer with Southern Tide shirts, shorts, and swimwear, all featured at the Peter's Clothiers moving event going on now at College Boulevard and Metcalf. This is KCUR and KCUR.org, a service of the University of Missouri, Kansas City.
And welcome back to Central Standard Friday. I'm Charles Furza with The Pitch. You can also read The Pitch food blog. It's part of the Fast Pitch at pitch.com. And I'm here joined with Gloria Gale, who just drove off the exit from 435. Christine Basica from, what is your new venue again?
The new one is the Restaurant Guide of Kansas City.
That's such a pretty magazine.
It is a pretty magazine, especially, and it's very informative, and I like them a lot.
All right. And Emily Ferris, who is moving into her new house, but still manages to get out and eat places.
Yes, absolutely. My number one priority is good food.
We want to know where you think the best chilled dishes are. Where do you go to fill up and still beat the heat? Let us know by calling 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888. You can send us an email with your answer to centralstandard@kcur.org or tweet us at KCURCST or leave us a message on our Facebook page. I mean, we can't say anything more than that.
Mm-hmm. You can't do anymore.
Yes. Anyway, we want to know where you go for cold food on a hot day. And I want to know, where do you go, Gloria? Because I know you are sort of heat phobic.
Yeah. No kidding. I have three places that I just love. One is the kale salad at Unforked. And you can get it in a drive-thru so you never have to get out of your car and get hot if you don't want to. But it's delicious. And it's about $6, and it's really wonderful. The other one is the Brussels sprout salad at Graham & Dunn. I don't know how much it runs, but it's novel, and it's so refreshing. They shave the Brussels sprouts, and it's delicious. And then the third one is, and you guys will have to help me out because I don't know the exact name, at Eden Alley, Betty's salad with the ruby little beets.
Okay.
You know? It's I don't know what the name of it is, but
somebody's
it's delicious.
Call and tell
yeah,
us
somebody
that.
Will call and tell us. Those three.
Beth on Facebook writes in to say that peaches are going to be fresh locally soon. I just love peach gazpacho and ginger peach sorbet. I love those things too, and I'd like to know where I could get them at 816-235-2888. Where do you go for chilled dishes, Christine?
I don't so much. I mean, I'd like to tell you that I really change my eating habits in the summer, and the one thing I think that is a little different in summertime is that we tend to hit some brunches more than we would normally.
Now, that's interesting. Why so?
I don't know why, because I think I can lose the entire day that way. I don't have to work in the yard. I was laughing as I was thinking about this because we just had a fabulous meal at Rye for their brunch, and we ate the cinnamon rolls, which are probably some of the best I've ever had.
Now, Rye is at 105th
and Mission.
In the Mission Farms complex.
Mission Farms complex.
Now, I'm assuming an off-the-menu brunch?
No. Well, yes. Kind of like his other restaurant.
Blue Stem,
just a variety of items, everything from... But there, you know what? I got chicken livers and grits, and my husband got a fabulous hamburger, and we sort of split. And so it wasn't one of those light meals we're talking about. I will almost anywhere, though, that I go, I will order either the gazpacho or the heirloom tomatoes, because especially heirloom tomato mixtures are so hard. I mean, you only get them once a year here.
I'll tell you, I'm not a big, huge gazpacho fan, but that being said, at Anton's Tap Room at 1610 Main Street, the chef Brian Bromwell makes a gazpacho from golden tomatoes. Mm. So it's a golden, pretty color, and it's one of the most delicious gazpacho I've ever tasted.
I agree.
Emily, where have you been that's
well, cold? I have to agree with Chris that anytime there's an heirloom tomato salad on the menu,
you go for it.
I go for that, no matter where it is. If I don't think I've ever had a bad one anywhere. One of my favorite places, and it's not fancy, is I go to The Mix a lot when it's cold.
It's a good salad place.
A great salad place.
Yeah, it is.
And I just love that place.
There's two of them. There's one near the plaza.
Yes, then that's at 4855 Main, so that's in a little circle with the library next to a Yogurtini and a Chipotle. And then there's one in the Power and Light District, which is only open till 3 during the week, which is fine because I never go there after dark.
the one on the plaza, though, serves dinner.
Yeah, they're open until 9.
Okay.
And then the one at Power and Light is open until 3. That's how I know that off the top of my head. That's how often I go there, very late at the last minute. And that, the downtown is at 1347 Main Street. And I love this place. They have one of my favorite salads is the Garden of Eden salad with chicken. And it has apples and a sweet dressing. And oh, it's so good. And they have a Thai salmon salad that I love. And it has a great piece of salmon on top and sesame seeds.
Our switchboard is starting to fill up, although I want to remind Gloria Gale. Mm-hmm. Fred wrote in at ksuar.org, says the bakery you were talking about, Irina's, is in the Stoll Park
there
Shopping
you go.
Center.
That's
I knew you wanted to know
yes.
that. let's go to, is it Rich in Overland Park?
Yeah, it is. Hi.
Hey, Rich, what's a good cold dish for a hot day for you?
Well, the only cold food I eat probably and the best is at the Nelson Art Gallery in the Roselle Court. They have a chicken salad they call it. I believe the Nelson chicken salad or the, I don't know what they call it exactly, but it's something like that.
So it's a chilled chicken salad. Now, I don't think I've had that. You are not a huge fan of that, Gloria, correct?
Of?
The chicken salad at Roselle Court?
Well, I haven't had it in a long time, to be honest with you, okay. But the setting more than makes up for it.
Okay.
Is it still on? Is it on the menu? Because, you know, they've changed their format there from walk-through counter to service.
What?
Well, they haven't recently because I was there last week.
I thought okay. There was only full service during the Friday evenings.
Oh, good point.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I think it's still the cafeteria style during the day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
well,
if I could correct one of your respondents there, I've been to the Big Biscuit. Yeah, the food may be good, but the ambiance isn't.
Well, it's sort of a diner, so you don't expect too much. You know, if you want a really glamorous breakfast, I say you go to the Intercontinental Hotel.
Yeah, and I, like I said, I compared it to First Watch, so yeah. It wasn't. It's not a great ambiance.
It's all about the food,
and the people are super nice, and that
that means a lot at first thing in the morning.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you.
Mm-hmm. All right, and let's go to Fred. Fred in Kansas City, Missouri. Fred, are you with us?
I think we just talked to Fred.
Mm. Oh, I think that was Rich. But mm-hmm. Let's go to Christy. Christy in Leawood.
Hi.
Hi, Christy. Where do you like to go?
Well, my recommendation is Uncommon Stock, and they have a little storefront that's adjacent to Happy Gillis.
Mm-hmm.
But they also are selling their soups now at McGonagall's and the Hy-Vee that's at 75. Six from State Line and Foods in 95th and Mission Road. So you can pick up their soups at several different locations, but they have several that are chilled soups. One is a spring pea buttermilk soup, another one that's a peach soup with goat cheese, and then there was an Armenian apricot. But in the summertime, they also offer up, like, different kinds of chicken salad and risottos and all different kinds of things. If you get on their email list, then they email every week what the different selections are.
And you could also sit down and have a cup of soup at Happy Gillis.
Correct.
Which is
yeah.
in historic and, Columbus Park.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what the exact address
right.
is, but it's in the old, that old
drugstore. It's a drugstore.
Drugstore, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Everything I've had has been really good. I had a, they were selling, they had a sale on whatever stock they had in their freezer, and they normally go for about $10 or $12 a quart, and they were all on sale for $5 a quart, so I got to try some of the past offerings, and there was a Thai golden peanut that was really good, and anyway, I highly recommend it. It's really good, and so for summer, it's been nice to try some different chilled soups.
Hey, that's a great suggestion.
Idea.
You know, it's hard to find really, really good chilled soups.
Soup.
I mean, gazpacho is an obvious one, but
right.
Any other suggestions?
I love the idea of the peach one.
Oh.
There was a great recipe in the Wall Street Journal that called for a peach salad with burrata cheese, which I have yet to find in town.
Mm-hmm.
Jasper's so, might have it.
Maybe. I will look there. Good idea.
I was with a friend at the new pizza place. It's called Tango Pizza in Briarcliff one day, and they always have some kind of special soup there. Mm. And the soup that day was a soup I never would have ordered because it it sounded so rich, and it was actually. It was a cream of avocado surgery.
Ooh.
And it was rich, rich, rich.
I bet.
I felt my skin breaking out after that first treatment.
But it would be very, very smooth. And
yes,
smooth.
Yes. But it was lovely.
It sounds delicious.
Cream of avocado soup. We want to know where you go for cold foods. Let us know by calling us at 816-235-2888, 816-235-2888, or you can send us an email at centralstandard@kcur.org or a tweet to
@KCURCST.
And let's go to Paul. Paul in Lenexa.
Hi.
You have something to tell
thanks
us.
Thanks for taking my call. You're talking about tomatoes. Michael Smith Restaurant is having, I think it's August 8th, is having an entire tomato dinner featuring curl bomb tomatoes. Local,
they're beautiful
curl bomb
tomatoes, yeah.
Yeah, featuring their heirloom tomatoes. They're having a Trion winery as well come in.
Now, Michael Smith is at the corner of what, 21st and Main?
Mm-hmm. It's 1900 Main
Street.
19. Okay.
1900 Main Street. And, the entire dinner. On their website, they have the whole menu. Every course features tomatoes.
Including the dessert course?
Mm-hmm. I think the dessert is Missouri peaches.
I'm looking at it right now. It's a heirloom tomato sorbet.
Yum. Mm-hmm.
So there you go.
And it's August 23rd. It's Thursday, August 23rd, and it's $75 a person.
All right. Well, thank you, Paul, and thank you, Emily, for letting us know that. Karen from Facebook poses a question to all of you. Where is the best place in Kansas City for ceviche? Which is, of course, the seafood marinated in lime juice. Would that be a correct definition?
Right.
Maybe El Patron. What is it?
El Patron.
El Patron in...
On Southwest Boulevard?
No. The one that's out at Indian Creek Parkway. I don't know I can't think of the name of it, but I think that they might have it.
I believe Frida's has ceviche.
Yeah,
Frida's
they
does.
Do.
And that's at 121st or 122nd in Metcalf.
I need to offer a little correction. That was the tomato dinner from last year on Michael Smith's website that's still up. So I'm trying to find this year. So don't trust the information I just gave you.
All right. But we are the question being posed to us is where's the best place to get a chilled seafood dish, ceviche?
I think I just saw that on the menu at the Capitol Grill.
Okay,
I think I did.
All right. Someone is definitely going to call us in and tell us where they like to get ceviche. And the telephone number is 816-235-2888. Jeff from Twitter said, I gotta go sushi. Oh, he's picking sushi. It's raw and cold. What else do you need? I think that's an excellent choice. Sushi is a great hot weather dish.
Great.
Let's go to Byron. Byron in Prairie Village.
Well, folks, I'm older than any of you are, but I remember when Houlihan's old place opened on the plaza.
Oh, yep, you win.
I went down there, and the menu that they had was unlike anything else in Kansas City, or at least part of it was. And they had gazpacho soup, which I'd never heard of.
And probably neither did anyone else in Kansas City at that time.
Yeah.
No, and you guys may have already talked about this, but I had that gazpacho soup, and I thought it was to die for. And my wife and I worked on the plaza, and my wife and I went down there, almost one of us, every day for months afterwards. Now, I've tried to get gazpacho soup at other places, and theirs wasn't pureed, but it wasn't chunky. It was kind of someplace pleasantly in between. Is there anybody that has really good, where do you recommend for gazpacho soup?
All right. We're going to pose that question to our panelists, and you could listen to us and make a decision there. Gazpacho, where do you go?
I don't.
What do you mean you don't?
Because I like my tomatoes, just cut in rounds with mozzarella, caprese salad. I don't drink my tomatoes.
Okay.
There you go.
I do like the gazpacho soup at Anton's. Tap room at 1610 Main Street. Chris, where do you go?
In the Kemper Museum. They
have an excellent gazpacho. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's Cafe Sebastian.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm kind of with Gloria. I don't really order it when I go out. I like to eat my tomatoes, but I have had it at Anton's, and it's wonderful. And I sometimes will make my own if I have tomatoes I can't get to. It's really, really, really easy to make in the blender.
Very good. I think we have an answer to our ceviche question, and from Anne in Blue Springs. Anne, where do you go?
Well, it's been a little while, but Extra Virgin had a really good ceviche.
Oh, that makes sense.
Is that 19th and Main?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
All right. And what made it so good?
Well, it was just the flavors. It was so tasty. I'm trying to think. Was it served in a pineapple or?
I'll eat anything served in a pineapple. I'll eat anything.
No, they served it, and I apologize because it's been a few years. But anytime we want to go out, that's the first place my husband always says, and I'm like, let's try someplace else. It's one of those meals that like you think about all the time, or one of those entrees that was really good. So
all right. Hey.
Can I add for cold? I don't know if they still serve this because it's been a couple years. But Cafe Sebastian had a watermelon salad.
Yes.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Yes. Yeah.
Yes. Yes.
And so does Voltaire.
Yes.
They have a watermelon.
A really good
and
one.
It's fabulous.
Now, listen, if somebody would just serve that watermelon and goat cheese salad in a pineapple,
there you
I would be so happy.
There you go.
So, hey, thank you so much for that call. And I think we've got another ceviche answer. Is that Astoria?
Yes.
Astoria, what a beautiful name. Where
thank
do you go
you.
For a ceviche?
I love El Patron ceviche on Southwest Boulevard.
And okay. What makes the El Patron ceviche so delicious?
It's fresh and it's juicy and it's got the right amount of spice. It's good. I've had it a lot of places and I love it there.
All right. Okay. So we'll add that to our ceviche list, El Patron on Southwest Boulevard. Mm-hmm. Thank you for that. I think we have an answer to another question we posed earlier. Chris, you were looking for burrata cheese.
Yeah.
Sharon knows where you can find it. Sharon, where can Chris find burrata cheese?
I do. They have it at Trader Joe's and Whole Foods.
Oh, really?
Hallelujah. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Yeah. And I like the shrimp cocktail. It's a very, very soupy at El Torito on Independence Avenue, kind of a cross between a gazpacho and ceviche a little bit.
And you know who has a shrimp cocktail just like that? I just actually had it with a couple friends of mine. The shrimp cocktail at El Patron is like a gazpacho with big chunks of shrimp in it.
Oh, that sounds good.
And avocado, and it's ice cold and soupy.
Yeah, and really, really good. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Nancy from Kansas City wrote in to say Extra Virgin also has excellent gazpacho, so add that to your list. Let's go to Hank in Lawrence. Hank, where do you like to go?
De Provence in Prairie Village. It's a humble little place, but it's authentic and it's very real. And Patrick, the chef, is the real thing. And they've been there for years and years. Mm-hmm. More importantly, they'll pair it with a lovely Vouvray. You have chilled soup, both carrots and pea, and they're just heaven.
Great.
Now, Hank, do you also have a gazpacho suggestion?
That gets too cliche.
Okay. All right. So that answered that. TR from Twitter said, Grand Street Cafe has wonderful gazpacho in the summer. I've never had it there, but I'm up for it. What do you say, Chris?
I am, too. I just ate lunch there and had a croque, keeping with my lighter food in the summer, had one of their croque madames, which was wonderful, and actually two lunches worth.
Did you take half of it home, then?
I'm afraid I did.
All right. Noel, do you have a suggestion for us?
Yes, I do. I have Yogurtini.
Yogurtini? What would you get for a lunch at Yogurtini? Yogurt, I guess.
Well, it's basically, it's like a frozen yogurt place in Zona Rosa. It's so good, and it's really great for a hot day. You get to have a serve yourself, and you basically weigh the amount that you have on your ice cream, and then you pay by that. And they have so many toppings, like sprinkles, caramel sauce, gummy worms even.
I would like to have frozen yogurt with gazpacho on top.
Ew. But, if you put enough fruit and nuts on your frozen yogurt, you can count it as a ranch lunchy salad.
A salad.
Oh, yeah, right. Salad.
It's probably not much worse than salad with ranch dressings.
Hey, that's true.
Noel, thank you very much. We've got another ceviche suggestion. Michael, are you with us?
Charles, you guys, I was yelling at the radio and I did not hear you say Story. Story has the best ceviche I have had in town. It's just fantastic. I mean, it's just got the right balance of everything, and it's served beautifully. It looks beautiful to the eye and tastes great on the tongue.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, Story, of course, is in the Prairie Village Shopping Center, and you, were you talking ceviche, right?
Mm-hmm. Ceviche, right.
How do they serve it?
It's just like almost like a molded salad, you know, sort of in a not too big.
All right.
And of course, you know, they change the menu a lot, so it may not be for today, but every I've had it there several times, and it's been just great.
All right. Okay. We'll add that to our ceviche list. Story in the Prairie Village Shopping Center. Mm-hmm. Marge from Facebook wrote in to say, "You say tomato, which I believe would be at 28th and Holmes.
Yeah, I think. Mm-hmm.
28th. You say tomato makes a wonderful cold strawberry soup. It's one of my favorite signs of summer."
Mm.
All right. Dwayne from Facebook wrote in, "Where is the best Caprese salad where they make their own mozzarella?" I would have to say that would be Jasper's. You can get a delicious Caprese salad, and they do make their own mozzarella cheese there. Who else has a good Caprese salad?
It's a Caprese sandwich, and it's what the Italian market deli place in the River Market.
What is the name of that?
That is a great
one. Corolla's?
I think so, yeah. They have a great Caprese sandwich, and it's huge, and you can have two lunches.
And it is delicious.
Yes.
I've had it, and I love it. We are taking your phone calls, 816-235-2888. That's 816-235-2888.
You know, speaking of Jasper's, they will make it. He makes it in front of you.
Right.
Yeah. It's a treat to see that. Yeah.
And I just say, bring out the tomato and the basil, baby, and I'll have it.
Yeah.
Taylor from email says, "I love to go to Capital Grill and order the Seafood Tower and a couple of martinis."
Yeah,
what is the Seafood Tower?
It is all kinds of seafood on a substantial plate that is.
So this would include like what, crab meat and
crab
lobster.
And shrimp and some mussels and I mean.
So it's all chilled seafood.
It's all chilled seafood and it is beautiful and it's.
How is it with a martini, Chris? I mean,
it's after the first, as you drink, eat it with the first martini, it's really, really tasty. It's also, I want to say $38 or $58 something. It's not inexpensive, $38 maybe. But it's enough for two, three, four, you know, for appetizers, it's great.
It's
and it's beautiful.
We have Aaron from Lee's Summit. Aaron, what do you want to suggest?
Good morning. Xwa and Xwa Brasserie right now have an awesome chilled quinoa salad on their lunch menu.
And, is it just quinoa or are there other things in it, Erin?
I think I had one that had quinoa, carrots, pine nuts, radish, baby spinach, kale, so lots of healthy summer fresh things.
Now, could I order that quinoa salad to be served in a
pineapple?
I'm sure they can make it that way for you.
All right. But I do love Exwa. In fact, I had lunch there on Saturday. I did not have the quinoa salad. I had something a lot more fattening.
Yeah, of course. Yes. You know, why change?
Exactly. Let's go to Dave in Overland Park.
Good morning. How is everyone?
Very good.
How about another tidbit on gazpacho?
All right. We love gazpacho.
My wife and I like to go to Blueberry Hill in University City, Missouri, for gazpacho. We discovered it there in 1971.
Now, wait, is University City in St. Louis?
Okay. It is. It's a little bit of a drive just to get gazpacho, but I thought you guys would get a big laugh out of that.
If the gazpacho's good enough, I'll drive. I'll drive anyway. Yeah.
Well, there you go. That's it, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right. I never drive to St. Louis enough just for a dish.
You know?
White Castle, come on.
Yeah. White Castle might be although the last time I was, where was I? I was in St. Louis, and I had White Castle's for three of the four nights I was there, and I realized something that maybe I don't like them as much as I thought.
Nostalgia.
But you know what? Chilled in a pineapple
would be tasty.
Yes,
we need a show on foods in Kansas City that come in a pineapple.
Possibilities are so endless. Greg writes us from email, "When it is hot, a friend of mine always makes soba noodles and chills them with ice.
Yeah.
I found a great soba noodle salad with shrimp at Panera, of all places.
Really?
Who knew?
Who knew?
You know, Panera does a strawberry and chicken salad in the summer. That's good. Really very good. Mm-hmm. Very good.
If it was served at a pineapple.
Yes. That reminds me, I think, that Noodles and Company has a cold sesame noodle. Anywhere that serves a cold sesame noodle, love it.
You're there.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. It has to be fresh, though, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It can't, like, be sitting in that pineapple for more than 2 hours.
You know, Little Freshies is really just that.
Oh.
It's wonderful.
It is.
You know?
And they do sandwiches now, so.
They do?
Yeah, they have sandwiches. And they started doing that a couple of months ago. So you can get a soda with homemade syrups or a snow cone. And
they're making them in-house?
I think so.
Oh, wow.
I'm not going to give misinformation, but I think so.
We have an email from, and this may require some comment from our panel, El... Is it Michoacan? Am I pronouncing that?
That sounds great to me.
Yeah, has a $7 shrimp made in front of you. It is not spicy and could benefit from some added hot sauce. They don't explain quite how the $7 shrimp is prepared, but it's made in front of you.
Hmm.
Has anyone had that?
No. Mm-hmm. But you know, shrimp's a great thing for summertime, especially on the grill.
I like grilled shrimp. I like grilled cold shrimp served with quinoa in a fresh pineapple. we are taking your phone calls at 816-235-2888. Any other places on your chilled list?
You know, speaking of pineapple, aren't there Thai restaurants that do some pineapple with their...
Oh, yeah. I just had... They'll do a pineapple fried rice served in the pineapple.
Yeah, yeah.
You know who else does that? Bowlings.
Aha.
They do.
Yes.
There you
and
go.
It's really, really good.
Even for takeout, you get a pineapple.
Really?
With your pineapple fried rice. I was very surprised when I opened it at home one night.
Wow.
And there was the pineapple.
There was a pineapple.
Oh, that's perfect. Mm. Yeah. That's perfect. Actually, pineapple is a really underrated fruit, I think.
Well, a fruit salad. I mean, where can we get a really good fruit salad?
And we're not talking ambrosia salad.
Leave off the coconut.
You know, what we're sort of saying here is when something is fresh, that's pretty much the difference, period.
Marilyn wrote in to say, I agree with Emily that the mix has great salads, but I've only recently stopped going there due to the heavy-handed dressing that I can't get them to ease up on. Oh. I have not found the mix to be heavy-handed on the dressing.
I actually have, but I am
very... Can you order them on the side?
You can order it on the side, or you can just order... You can ask him to go light on it, and I've gotten to the point where the guy will hold up the spoon and say, this much, and
that's good.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's fair.
You just have to be forceful about your limited
dressing. I'm one of those people that always orders my salad dressing on the side and then complains that I didn't get enough. yes, I'm
well,
the ideal diner.
Well, you know who else does it same way as Dina DeLuca. You know, you can get your own whatever.
But be careful, because last time I did that, I accidentally got an $18 salad. He's like, you want some more beef? How about another egg? And I was like, okay. I forgot that I was paying by the pound.
All right. I would like to, as always, thank my fellow food critics, Chris Basica, Emily Ferris, and Gloria Gale. And to remind you that you can always find a list of the restaurant we mentioned today at kcur.org/Central Standard Friday and archival recordings and podcasts of all of our previous shows. Up to Date is next with a rebroadcast of a very, very funny interview with comedian Jim Gaffigan. Our show today was produced by Matthew Long Middleton with help from Ross Steinmetz. Our announcer is Kim Noble. I'm Charles Ferruza. This is Central Standard. Enjoy your food, Kansas City.